Good evening. It's good to be here. We've been in Greensboro all day. It's been a long day. But we've enjoyed being here in the fellowship. And thank you for inviting us to come. We always try to get early to where we're, if we have a, do a presentation, because I remember one time up in Canada, we sort of got lost, and we got in late, and we had to get then a slide projector set up, and I hurriedly got it set up hurriedly, and I sat down very quickly in a row, and all of a sudden the brother that was giving the announcement said, "Helmut, is that your wife sitting beside you?" And I froze. I thought, I was sitting with the wrong person, maybe. I looked over, and I looked at her, and I said, "I think so," and it was my wife. So we always try to get early if we can. We'd like to show some pictures of Bolivia. Then first let me say maybe something about ourselves. My wife has probably said something to the ladies this morning, which I might be repeating, but we've been at Pittsburgh Christian Village for the last 2.5 years, and a lot of people get the idea that we're there because something's wrong with us. And some people get that feeling, and what's Helmut doing and Shirley doing up there? And so we have to explain a few things, but we're there because we can still have enough energy to, my wife really keeps me going more than anything, but she has more energy than I have to keep going and to serve the Lord's people there. And we also work with the Spanish group in the gymnasium of Northridge Bible Chapel in Raleigh. I'm originally from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. My wife is from Chicago. And you might be thinking, how did we ever meet? We met at an altitude of over 12,000 feet above sea level. That was in La Paz, Bolivia. Bolivia, the highest capital in the world, over 12,000 feet above sea level. We were then on the Literature Crusades team with then Kevin Dyer, way back in the last century, back in the mid-60s, we were there. And we worked on the team there doing a lot of door-to-door visitation. And we met there, and we were engaged, and we later went to Chicago and were married and spent some time in Canada. And we've been around a little bit. And shortly after we were married, we were headed off to where we were team leaders in the city of Mexico for a few months, and then after that we were waiting for our visas to go to Colombia, and we remained in Colombia for 30 years, and then one of the most violent countries in the world, and we have many stories we were telling the ladies this afternoon, some of the things that, how even angels took care of us in many ways, and we had two girls born in Colombia, and now they both live in Asheville. One is married, we have one granddaughter, which 10 years old, and the other one is single, living with their dog. And they attend the Asheville Assembly there in Asheville. After 30 years of Colombia, we were always thinking of going back to Bolivia, and I thought we'd never get there. 30 years is maybe a long wait. Bolivia has a special place in our lives because that's where we met, and that's where we dedicated our lives to Bolivia.